Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Conor McGregor is on all the front pages, or the majority of them, this morning. The front of the Irish Daily Star is a quote, "It's all lies." The Irish Daily Mirror, "Lies and more lies" is the quote. And the Irish Sun, "She didn't get her bruises from me." Conor McGregor has said he had fully consensual sex with a woman who's accused him of rape. Conor McGregor appearing at the High Court yesterday and told the High Court that Nikita Hand was full of lies and that he did not cause the bruises on her body. This is a civil case, and Ms. Hand is seeking civil damages against McGregor over the alleged rape at a Dublin hotel in December 2018. Apparently a packed courtroom yesterday for Conor McGregor as he took the stand. The Irish Independent on the front page goes with the election. Well, first of all, a lovely photograph of Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Very warm reception in the Oval Office. It's been colder in the past when Donald Trump goes in to the Oval Office, but it looks like the two men are nearly friends. And a lovely fire in the background there. Welcome back. Trump and Biden meet at the Oval Office is the main picture on the front of the Indo. The main story is about the election here. Martin calls for ceasefire in election clashes with Fine Gael. Taoiseach Micheál Martin has called for a ceasefire in the general election clashes between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael amid rising tensions between the coalition partners. Mr. Martin said voters can see through Fine Gael's attacks on Fianna Fáil. And he says that Fine Gael is strategically deciding to target Fianna Fáil more than targeting Sinn Féin. That's the bit I don't get, is what Micheál Martin said. I did see a clip from The Tonight Show on Virgin Media the other night where Hildegard Nocton and Jack Chambers were going at it, and Sinn Féin sitting in the middle, Piers Doherty, and they were attacking each other, the two partners in government, which was bizarre to see. Also on the election, on the front of the Irish Times, the battle lines on housing between opposition parties and the outgoing government sharpened last night with calls for a three-year rent freeze rejected by Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. In the wake of yesterday's report from Daft.ie about these crazy rent prices in Ireland, rents increasing by twice the rate of inflation, by the way, the Social Democrats and Sinn Féin yesterday pledged a three-year rent freeze. Labour said they would freeze rents indefinitely, and then Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael rejected that idea. So we now know where the parties stand on rent freezes. And also on the election, the Irish Daily Mail, Fine Gael promises childcare revolution. Fine Gael yesterday pledged to create an extra 30,000 public childcare places if re-elected to government, and it's being described as a revolution of the childcare sector. We heard a bit about this on News Talk Breakfast yesterday morning. Extra child benefit, 30,000 more places and a €200 a month cap. That's the front of the Irish Daily Mail. Inside the papers, the Irish Independent covers a string of tweets by Claudine Keane, which are getting an awful lot of coverage. Claudine Keane has said she fears for the safety of her family in Ireland. Quite an extraordinary statement to make after a backlash against her husband, Robbie Keane, because he used to manage the Israeli football club Maccabi Tel Aviv. Claudine said that she would just like to remind a certain small group of individuals, "My family, my children and I live in Ireland. This is our home. I feel extremely uncomfortable and sometimes intimidated by some messages from a small group that are hurtful, threatening and dangerous." That they always plan to move home to raise their children, but she doesn't feel safe in Ireland. "We felt safe in Ireland until now," is what Claudine Keane is saying, because Robbie used to be involved in managing the Israeli football club, and there are obviously a lot of people with pro-Palestinian views in Ireland, and some of those, a small group of those, have been sending messages to her. So it's rather concerning. Read more about that in the Irish Independent. Inside the Irish Times, more details about the Lewis to Finglas. So they're going to put in the application on Monday. Now, the Cabinet approved it last month, extending the tram line. And now an application for Dublin's next Lewis line, which will extend the Green Line further north to Finglas, is going to be submitted to Mbord Pleanála on Monday. It's expected to cost €600 million. It'll be 4 kilometres long and could be built within 4 years, apparently, according to Transport Infrastructure Ireland. And trams could run to Finglas, serving an extra 60,000 people by the start of the next decade. The Green Line runs from Sandyford to St Stephen's Green. Then the line was brought, they brought Brides Glen and Cherrywood into the line, extended to Broome Bridge, and now they're on about extending it further to Finglas. You can read more about that in the Irish Times. They have a lovely, very helpful map as well of where the new Lewis route would go, and it'll cost €600 million. If you're one of those people who has been avoiding going to the dentist, you're not alone, because the Mail tells us almost one in four Irish adults have avoided visiting a dentist for over 2 years. I have to say, I was guilty of this myself over COVID, where I went once and didn't go back for probably 2-3 years. And they don't eat you when you go back, but you just need to bite the bullet and actually go back to the dentist. Research by Oral-B also found 14% are ignoring tooth pain, which could lead to serious dental issues. You're supposed to go to the dentist once a year and the hygienist maybe twice a year, but almost 42% of adults are not making appointments as frequently, and almost one in four have avoided going to the dentist for over 2 years. You're only buying problems in the future, probably. But cost, I presume, is the reason. These are the barriers here. People feel they can't afford the dentist or can't get in. If you've moved to a new area, it's hard to get a dentist now. Finally, if you're looking to avoid Donald Trump for the next 4 years, interesting idea in the Times of London. A Florida-based cruise company is offering customers a 4-year skip-forward package. And what this does is it allows you to hop on the cruise ship, sail around the world for 4 years, and return in 2028 when Donald Trump's presidential term comes to an end. Apparently they've received more than 100 inquiries for this. And the deal was dreamt up before the election. They were going to promote it anyway, but this is a new way of promoting the cruise, because you can avoid Donald Trump. If you want to go on it, it'll cost you $255,000 for a single occupancy cabin on the 600-room Odyssey. And some people have bought multiple cabins and combined them. And it'll dock in ports worldwide for 2 to 5 days at a time, allowing passengers time to disembark and explore. Sounds like a lovely idea. Until you get stuck in Belfast, of course, for months and months. But anyway, that's in the Times of London. Now, those are the stories making the headlines.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.